this week's parsha is Parshas Toldos. Torah says, "Vayisrotsu ablanim bekirba." Rivka was pregnant. "Vatomim kein lama zanoichi vateilech lidros es Hashem." Yem Hashem losh negoi bevidnech. The Noam Elimelech, the River of Elimelech, on page 16. Says, "Vayitrotsu ablanim bekirba vatomim kein lama zanoichi." You know, parenthetically, the Noam Elimelech are the stars. Rabbi Winevsky told me that the Heisenberger's Rebbe said that the malachim tansen off the stern from the Noam Elimelech. The malachim are dancing on top of the stars of the Noam Elimelech. Whatever these stars are, I don't know exactly what they are, but the malachim are dancing on top of the stars of the Noam Elimelech. That's Rabbi Winevsky told me from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. So it means it's very holy. Malachim tansen of stern from the Noam Elimelech. She knew that her children were going to accept the Torah. So when they would she would walk in front of a shul, then Yaakov would, you know, try to come out. Pesach of Zora, right, that's Chazal. Haya Esav Mepharchis Lossis. So what was the prayer? Filo Yosa, in other words, this is the famous word. That she didn't know that it was two separate kids inside. She thought it was one kid. It was mixed up. And one kid, he goes for both. Filo Yosa Yodas, page 16. Shazel La Shnei Ubri Bimea. My guy says, Shazel Uber Echad. It's one kid. Shumus Gaber Itimoto, and he has different inclinations. So he sometimes, but she wouldn't have been bothered if it would have been two separate kids. So one kid is on the derech, one kid is not on the derech. But when you have a kid, he's just mixed up. In other words, he gets excited when he goes to the Beis Medrash, and then he gets excited when he goes to the Beis Avodah Zarah. So that was a greater concern. So that's the same. That's what she said. He says, she thought it was one kid. It was, even though the Torah says bonin, but that's because the Torah knows who it was, but she didn't know that. So he says, "Lama zanochi?" Then what's the point in having Anochi Hashem Lokecha, which is the beginning of the Aseres Hadibros? What's the point of having a Kabbalah Satorah? Because the Torah Kedusha has to be Hakol Bekedusha, Beli Taruvus. You can't have a Kabbalah Satorah that he gets excited about the Beis Knesses, and then he gets excited about the Beis Avodah Zarah. Vatelech, so then Vatelech Lidros is Hashem. These are Gvar Shusu, the Yenuka, O the Abba, O the Ima. Vu Machma Shehem Shutfim Bo, V'cholecha Machnis Bo Chelko, L'fi Mahusu Madrikuso. So what was she worried? So, one pshat, but he says a little bit differently. Because, well, one idea is that there should be a taruvus tovara, and he sees that you have this one person who is a taruvus tovara. But then another thing is that the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Shusha the Yenuka means his upbringing, whatever he has in a kid, is part from his father and part from his mother. O the Abba, O the Ima. Because why? Because the Abba and the Ima are Shutfin in the child. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. So she said that it must be that there's something wrong with this kid. And so obviously he has Milas and he has Chesronus. But she thought maybe the Chesronus are coming from her. So she said, "Vatel Doses Hashem" means she said, "You know what? Maybe there's a problem with me. That's why I have a son who has good and bad. The bad's probably come from me." So she "Vatel Doses Hashem" means I have to go now and do tshuva. I have to go to the klois and the Musa klois and do tshuva. So it should be kulo tova Hashem. Ayom Hashem la no. Then Hashem said no. Shnei goyim is two separate. Mevidnev zayifnev lirusha v'zal tzidko b'shleimus. That could be. And then he has the whole thing. The same idea is brought down to the Rambam in Melach on page 17 in Likutei Shoshana.
If he's
the
negative, it's still rubbed off on one of them.
That's still,
she's concerned about
it. Right. In other words, why does it change? Well, he's saying it's two people. The first concern was that Torah has to be pure. So if you have one kid that's totally, so he's not accepting the Torah. But good. I mean, not good, but bad. But at least he's not accepting the Torah. But then you have this other kid. But if it's one, then you have a kid who is accepting, but he's betaruvus, so even he's a problem. Like we have two separate kids. At least the one who's accepting the Torah is on the derech, and the other one is off the derech. Okay, it's off the derech. Not okay, but,
Not only that, but you could say that if we're saying that each part has Abba and Ima, so with the one kid it's even more problematic, as I said, because that has both aspects. But if you have one that's kulo tov and one that's kulo ra, you can't necessarily say, one from this and one from this, because the kulo, whatever it is, the Abba and Ima are supposed to be both.
Both of them. Okay, good. And then he says the word on page 17, Pshat, from his brother. Who's his brother? Rebbe Reb Zusha. Rebbe Reb Zusha, Shemati me Achi Harav, on the Pasuk, Val Yovo Buchol Eisa La Kodesh. Bar Pesha, Yovo Le'itim Ala Kedusha, Dainu Lefamim, Yisgar Bekedusha Lefam Yechalash, Yach Tomid Bekedusha, Bli Eis. So he learns the pshat in the pasuk. Well, Yovo b'chol Eisel HaKodesh. In other words, don't go. What does Eis mean? At certain time. Don't have kedusha only at certain times. Certain times you kodesh. Al Yovo b'chol Eis. Certain times. But Eis means a certain time. Nehayin shel famim, you're b'kedusha, and lefamim you're not. Rakshir tamid b'kedusha b'li Eis. Because ace means a certain time, which implies a certain time not. It shouldn't be be'itim. Itim means it's only certain times. Your whole life has to be kaddish. Bal yovo b'chol eis, it shouldn't be just specific times that you come to the kedusha. Meaning, you should have tamid kedusha b'li eis. Doesn't mean that sometimes a person won't have a yerida, but it means that here it's mashma that, you can't have a person who has that tarubus. And it doesn't mean, the person needs parnasa, he needs things. So that's also, if you, part of the kedusha, like He does it like Rabbi Konigsberg spoke at Shalosh Shudas. He's doing it L'Shem Shamayim. So that's, he's also thinking other things because he needs a parnasa, he needs other things, but it's L'Shem Shamayim. It's not like he has two sides to him. And the Teferet Shloima says, he quotes the pasuk. The Teferet Shloima says, this pasuk on page 8 in Mishlei. Hafach pach derech ish vazar vizach yashar pa'olo. Hafachpach, the Mitzudas David says on page 8, Hamishapech b'masav, pam kach u'pam behepech. Pam derech yishlo u'pam huzar b'na derech. Sometimes, so the Hafachpach, sometimes he's on the derech, sometimes he's not on the derech. But ish zoch, he's a pure person, yosher polo, then he's always on the derech. Means consistency. Consistency. Yatsivus. That's consistency. And that was unless you're an Ish Emes, then you're consistent. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei, page 13. Svas Emes Tikon La'ad. Va'adagia Loshon Shoker. Look at the first on page 10. Svas emes tikon la'ad, mitzkayem es ad lo'olam. V'lo shekel lo shekayem ki'im ad rega. Svas emes, if you're emes always lasts. V'lo shekel lo tiskayem ki'im ad rega. V'eis amira. Ki lachar zeh yisbar ha'sheker. In other words, sheker, emes will always prevail. Sheker will prevail only the second you say it. And then a second later, we'll see that it's not true. So the sheker will only prevail for a second, and then a second later, we'll see how the sheker was not. And that's the hapachpach. He's like posech al shnei ha'siifim. It's Yibuvia. Look in the. He says the Tefer Shloimer on page 21. Kasha nimtza rabbi me'amar et kimshasha osik b'toro tefila levavo kalapi yivar. Whereas when they're davening and learning, it looks very holy. But achar tefila holech b'shvirus libo chomeru misaber. And that's the pasuk v'ayoki b'sor ki tov she'enen roi she'ishtamcho or v'choshach b'rbuvia. You can't have Orv Choshech Mirvuvia. Shefta has a whole piece on that. But it has to be consistency. That, when he writes here, Posech HaShnei HaSifim. There's a person's life has to be a consistent Avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean that sometimes we make mistakes and we have Yeridus and things like that. But it means that sometimes a person, L'chatchila, orchestrates himself to be different. He knows, it's not like he knows that he wants to, in the base measures, he wants to look holy, and in the business world, he wants to, he already knows what he's planning to do. It's not like, MS, and then there's no key to that. So that's the hapachpach. He's always, and as someone once told me that that's, you know, the definition of a politician. In other words, he says to one thing, one person, he says one thing, then he says the opposite to the other person because he has to please different people. Nothing wrong with pleasing different people because you have different needs, but he's saying the opposite to different people. In other words, for one, he's saying, oh yeah, this, and then he says, because he knows this will, so that's someone once pointed out to me, that's the mahus of a politician who's not an Ish Emes. But it doesn't mean that every politician is an Emes, but that Mida is the midah v'apachlach. You just, whatever, you know, whatever the customer wants, you'll. It doesn't mean you can't have multiplicity of truths, but some things are mamash opposites. Right, right. In other words, you know what the truth is, and you say the truth to whoever asks you, but you don't, because you have consistency. And that was the basically what Rivka was worried about, that she has a son who's not consistent. In other words, it's easier for her to have two sons, one that was a tzaddik and one is a rasha, because at least the tzaddik's a tzaddik, the rasha, okay, he went over there. But it's much more difficult when you have this person who, you know, someone said he gives the image of a tzidkus because that is convenient in that circle. And then in another circle, he gives another image because that's what's convenient in that circle.
Yeah.
Relationship
gave this vibe of
right. The relationship to, right. He has that element also, right.
Like hypocrisy, is that what
right. So, in other words, that's the Avodas Hashem to be... Again, it doesn't mean that a person can't make mistakes. And sometimes we'll make mistakes, and we'll do things that weren't right. But some people, that's the whole... Like someone said to me, that's the whole mahus. It's not that they made a mistake. These are planned out... that I'm going to be this way in this setting, I'm going to be that way in that setting, and that's what Rivka was afraid of, as the Dilma. You see, you can't be, as the Rebbe Reb Zusha says, Al Yovel B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh. Kedusha can't be relegated just to certain times. Meaning everything. In other words, if you have to work, and you have to be over Hashem through working, that's part of the Kedusha. But the Chol Eis means I only am following the Torah in a certain setting, and in a certain setting not, that's not the Chol Eis. Al Yovel B'Chol Eis. It shouldn't be Eis. It shouldn't be Kedusha and Itim. Everything should be Kedusha. In other words, if a person has to support his family, has to work, so he has to work with Kedusha. And it's not just B'Chol Eis. It's not just... And that's the idea that the Rebbe... The Rebbe Reb Zusha said, "It shouldn't be a item. I have pockets of kedusha, and then the rest is not." Right. In other words, Reb Hutner says that the definition of a beinoni doesn't mean 50 mitzvahs and 50 averus. Because if that be the truth, then a seris you made tshuva, you shouldn't have to do tshuva, just do an extra mitzvah, you're okay. But a beinoni means you don't associate yourself with kedusha. You associate yourself with different things, sometimes kedusha, sometimes this. You don't align yourself with emunah, with kedusha, you're sometimes this, sometimes that, whichever... with lashon of the Moshe Pirus of the hapachpach, that's the midah. It's hapachpach derech ish vazar, as the Tzuz David says. Hamishapach v'mazah pam kachpach chach, ne pam mederech ish lo upam huzar mina derech. So that's. Sometimes he's Ish, sometimes he's Erlich, and Pam he's Zar. He's the Hapachpach. Sometimes he's an Ish, sometimes he's a Zar. But Zach, Yosher Polo. If he's pure, then it's always Yosher. And I'd like to say that today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So what's Kislev? Shemen Zayas Zach. Shemen Zayas Zach. Because that's what Chanukah is about, to be pure, not a Hapachpach. Pach. That's a good one.
Right.
It's not a pach. That's the remez. So it's good. I didn't even think of this. This is the remez for Chanukah. You have to have one pach, not a pach. But They have one pach that zach. The pach shemen. One pach. One pach. That's pure.
Because,
yeah, a pach pach. A pach pach means, it's like what you said, Kazan Hess. You have different pachs. When it's tor, when it's tumin, a pach pach. It's not good. But you have to have zach. What? Yeah. Pachim ktarim, right. Right. You have to have that consistency. The consistency of yetzivus. Yetzivus means you have consistency. So that's what Moshe Shapir told me I should name it. Malas ha-yetzivus u'gudus ha-pach-pach t'chadus. Because that's that wavering back and forth. Again, people make mistakes and people sometimes... That, of course. But what we're talking about is gudus, that a person who his mahus is to be different in different situations. That he knows that because that's like someone said to me, that's what the politician does. He knows he needs this support, he needs that support, but he has to present himself differently to different people. It doesn't mean that there can't be different aspects to a person, but these are opposites. These are opposites, and that's the. That's the Kedus HaPach Pach Chados. And that's the, that's right, so, and Rivka thought that was, that's the problem. And then Rivka also thought that maybe she was the problem. So that's the idea of consistency. We should be consistent in our behavior. We should be consistent in our honesty. We should be consistent in our attendance to learning. To davening, to learning, a consistent, you live a consistent life, then you have, everything is mesuda, you have happiness, it's good. You live a life of hapach pach ad chados, then it's a whole, that's what Chazal say, Rosh Hashanah likes to call it, that's the Or V'Choshech, Mishtam Shim B'Herbuvia. That's Rosh Hashanah, the whole piece about that. And that's the idea that Rosh Hashanah, so we come to the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we're coming to realize what's the hapach pach and what's the zach. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Aleph Ches. The hapach pach is sometimes an ish and sometimes a zar. But the zach is yosher polo. He's always biyashus. And that's Bez Hashem, the midah that we should strive for.